currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
TOTC Limited is a fictional organization that exists to retroactively destroy your childhood. By listening to this disclaimer, you hereby waive your right to sue TOTC Limited in the event that your childhood is irreparably damaged. You also waive your right to party as, if you're partying, you aren't buying our shit. Mr. Piper and Mr. Little's views in no way reflect the views of TOTC Limited. They believe that children are the future. TOTC Limited could care less about the children. As long as they have easy access to their parents' credit card, they're valuable. Buckle up, and let's make some fucking money!
Some crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast where we ruin your childhood and you're approaching me. I mean, I can't kick your ass from all the way over here. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
What? I thought you were going to build this with a joke. I thought you were going to do a bit. And you kind of just like, my name is Jay.
I am the bit.
My whole life is a bit.
My life is a bit.
My whole life is a bit. So, welcome to the podcast. We ruin your childhood. Here's Jay. How's it going, my man? Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
Good
I'm throwing away my humanity. I was going to say JoJo, and I was trying to make a JoJo joke out of your name, but it would just be OP.
Yeah, okay, so full disclosure, everybody. Jay and I have been watching a lot of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I finally jumped on the train because it's on Netflix now, and it's my new favourite thing. So this podcast will now be full of JoJo references. If you thought the anime references were esoteric and out of place before, you haven't seen nothing yet, my friends.
What's up? Welcome to JoJo's Bizarre Children Adventure. No.
Welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast, which is mostly of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fan cast, where sometimes we ruin your childhood.
Yay!
Oh, goodness gracious. So how you doing, man? You doing good? I mean, are you self-isolating? I don't want to talk too much about coronavirus, because we're going to try and stay a little bit light and breezy, but I feel like it is relevant to the world.
I guess I'm... So I don't really go out that much anyway.
I mean, we're stuck in the van, so...
Yeah, we are stuck in a van. Which is what I meant, obviously.
Yeah.
I actually have handcuffed myself to the inside of the van.
Oh, nice.
Which has got some strange looks from people passing by.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Because for some reason, the back of this van is mostly plexiglass.
For some reason,
yeah. We had to change vans after we stayed with our friend Harvard.
Yeah. So. That was a whole night.
But he only had a plexiglass van full of handcuffs.
It's like a big Pope-mobile, but kinky. Like, imagine, picture that in your head. A big, long, kinky Pope-mobile.
Yeah, it's great.
It's not
unless
great.
You're on the run from a murderous Scottish woman.
From the Iron Brew, from the Iron Brigade, so to speak.
The Iron Brigade.
The Iron Brigade.
Yeah.
So we still got Dave, though. Dave is actually, fun fact, immune to the coronavirus because his DNA is 80% dog.
Yes.
And thus he cannot contract it. That is all we're going to talk about vis-a-vis the coronavirus, because I do not want to depress our listeners too much, because let's be honest, it's hard out there. So Jay, I have to ask you, how did our last product do at market? Let me just find it on here. Just vibe about something while I pull up the financial records.
Shit.
You are literally you've done this for 60 episodes almost. Come on, my man.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know. Owen and Harvard really went off drinking.
Yeah.
Well, mostly Harvard, and Owen just tried to like get him to go to bed. But I'm gonna level with you, listeners. I accidentally handcuffed myself. I didn't intentionally do it. So I'm accidentally self-isolating inside this van. So I actually haven't had any water or food for several days.
We can't find the keys. It's a nightmare. I'm trying to find
you know what
like
they say,
bolt cutter.
Starve a fever. Please, God, give me something to eat.
Please, God. I keep trying to bring him food, but just like I can't find
it. I'm so delirious there. At this point that I even when Owen finds food, I don't know how to eat it anymore.
Yeah, it's great. I'm gonna have to try and find an IV and hook it up to he veins. So yeah, Jay, how did Waluigi, all caps, Elder God.
Well,
bracket Elder God. Do what market.
That may also have contributed towards my delirium, because I, if you look under that entire bed, I've written a series of Lovecraftian style messages from our dark patron Waluigi.
I did notice them, and I didn't want to bring it up.
And while I am now a level 3 Pact of the Blade Great Old One Warlock, I also appear to be slightly mad. But also, there's a lot of gold from the cults that started around the Waluigi boards. So that's nice. But we do now owe our souls to a dark purple overall wearing god.
I mean, if I had to commit my immortal soul to one dark Lovecraftian entity that wasn't our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Waluigi is second on that list. So
mine would be Dio.
Dio?
Dio Brando.
Dio Brando? Is that a motherfucking JoJo reference?
It is indeed.
Oh no. Yeah, you thought the Dio references before were bad. Now we both actually understand them. So now it's going to be a much wilder show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you need to stop fucking doing that, because I didn't mention it before, but when you do that, it blows out all the levels and I have to do wild audio cuts to fix it.
I'm sorry.
You need to stop the funny goof of where you get up to the mic and talk like this. It's very bad for audio. It doesn't help.
Owen thinks that will stop me, and he really knows that it won't.
I know it won't. I just thought I'd at least try. I'd make some kind of
vain effort.
I don't
like making this podcast easy for Owen to produce, because I hate him. Because he won't feed me, and I've been trapped in a van.
I've been trying. You keep slapping the food out of my hand, calling
That's
me a criminal.
You keep trying to feed me the Daily Mail.
Why am I trying to feed you a newspaper?
I don't know. All I see is the Daily Mail.
I was going to say, are you sure you're not delirious from fever or Waluigi hormones?
Look, Dave, please just drive, you gigantic pile of Daily Mail newspapers. I wish Owen would stop supporting this toilet roll replacement of a newspaper. But here we are.
Dude, toilet rolls on the fucking hour. I need to find something to wipe our asses with.
I wouldn't even wipe my ass at Daily Mail, to be honest.
I wouldn't even wipe my ass with it, no, to be honest. What is even the Daily Mail good for? This is all a bit, by the way, Rupert Murdoch. And I know you're listening. I wouldn't even wipe my ass with the Daily Mail. I don't know. I'd probably use it to... I wouldn't even put it as, bedding for a hamster. I don't know what I'd use it for. I might use the Daily Mail in some sort of papier-mâché, piñata. Of
a giant cock.
Of a giant penny that I will beat.
That would definitely piss off Rupert Murdoch if you made a giant paper mache penis.
Especially if it was to scale of his dick, because he has a tiny baby penis. That's slander. That's not true. But I have heard that Rupert Murdoch's got a tiny baby.
Yeah, I have also heard through the grapevine, which is a real thing. I commune with plants now.
It's a patron feature of Waluigi. He lets me Ucast speak to plants.
Yeah, I've also multi-classed 13 levels into druid.
Wow.
which I was before, and then I was like, I'll just pick up these 3 levels of warlock. And so now I can commune with plants, and also I have a sword that I can summon.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of weird because it's a giant L, so it's more like an axe. But yeah. You know.
What do you hit with that? It depends. Do you hit people with the L, with the curve of the L, or the straight?
Well, it's the Waluigi L, isn't it? So it's obviously the...
Oh, so it's backwards, yeah. So I feel that.
The top, penis-like protrusion. Listen, a battle axe is just a weirdly shaped, sharp penis, and I'll die on this hill.
Aren't all weapons just weirdly shaped cocks?
All warfare is based on phalluses. Sun Tzu said that.
Sun Tzu, Art of War. Page 1. First thing he ever said. All war.
I can't believe you missed that. I can't believe you missed that chance to call it Sun Tzu's Art of War. All orgies are based on phalluses.
Always try to outsmart your opponents in an orgy. he who comes prepared to the orgy.
only fuck when victory is decided.
Victory is decided before the orgy even begins.
Yeah. You win the orgy. I don't know how you win the orgy. I guess it's by being the last to come.
You win when all your opponents are defeated. That's how... Duh. You defeat all... That's what an orgy is. It's just... It's a ritual combat, but with Thurkin.
Yeah.
This is a weird bit. Okay, yeah. let's do the show.
We've had a couple weird bits. We had a weird bit about the Daily Mail and now Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yeah, we had a weird bit about Art of Orgy.
Art of War just works better. Don't try and edit the bit.
I will edit the bit as much as I fucking choose.
Well, you technically do that.
What? I mean,
I'll edit your bit.
Oh, because I edit the show. That was... Yeah.
Sure.
That was top tier comedy. S-rank. I'm up there with fucking, who was S-rank in the Thumb Wrestling Federation?
I don't remember. I thought you were going to talk about, oh yeah, my comedy stand potential is like all S.
My comedy stand potential is all S.
All S rank.
It's up there with Zawarudo.
With the world. Lol. That's a JoJo reference. Get used to these. I'll point them out whenever they happen. Don't worry, it's fine.
Yeah,
you won't.
That makes them infinitely funnier if you go really deadpan. That was a JoJo's reference.
Well, nobody knows what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is besides you and me.
I don't even think Araraki knows what JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is. He wrote the fucking thing.
No one who listens to this general listening podcast gives a shit about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the anime series and manga.
Yes.
So I'll have to point it out. Okay, let's do the show then. If you don't know what we do here, we take the things you used to know and ruin them for money and profit and gains, which we need now more than ever because we are still being chased by the Iron Brigade and Ismay Hutton and her terrible machinations. Speaking of, though, if you saw that I was on Crit Chat recently, that was a mirror universe. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying to find a way to explain in the canon why I still show up on Crit Chat sometimes.
What if they built a robot version of you?
They built a robot version of me. There it is. Thank you, Jay. Thank you. There we go. Good.
I wouldn't bitter about it because it's got a bigger penis than him.
It does.
It's got a bigger penis and it fucks better. I can tell you because
I
broke
it
specifically to fuck
it. It fucks better. It's hotter than I am. It's more socially competent than me. It doesn't edit podcasts for a living, so it's already doing your best. It's already got better retirement plans going forward.
It's got at least 35 sets of dice, while Owen only has 34.
It's a terrible shame. I can make my own dice whenever I want, and I don't have nearly enough. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the show then. So we're going to ruin
Robo Owen has dice mods built into him.
I know, and his resin cures so much quicker, and his don't come out with bubbles and stuff.
Truly, he is the cyberpunk.
He is the cyberpunk. Okay, let's do the show then. Have you got any, or do you want me to serve you one?
You serve me one.
I'll serve you one. This one comes from Sarah Meaden, lovely, wonderful patron Sarah Meaden, at I'm Your Hero on Twitter. And I want to talk to you, Jay, about Magic the Gatherings, a subject I know you're passionate about.
They're all downstairs. I have so many Magic the Gatherings.
Jay loves Magic the Gatherings.
I do.
Fun fact, Sarah and her husband Jason, and who I love very much, they're making me a magic deck of like goblin cards. I might have told this story on the podcast before.
I think you have, and
but I'm very
excited to play you.
I'm just so touched that they're doing that, and oh, it's so nice. So thank you for that. But let's ruin the Magic the Gatherings. So, do you want to explain Magic the Gathering while I take my jacket off? Because it's fucking hot in here.
That's fair. Okay, so Magic
take
the
my
Gathering.
Off, so when you're done, just like, I don't know, scream a lot or something.
Okay. So Magic the Gathering is a trading card game based around summoning monsters and cool magic wizards who are planeswalkers using magic you get from the land. There's five colors, white, black, blue, red, and green. They all represent, you know, different elements, obviously. Red is like war and attack and very fast, rapid assault, and black is death, and blue is wizards, and green is animals and druids, and white is imperialism, I guess.
Wow.
It basically all the white cards are just like human soldier, and I'm like, oh, cool, great.
Yeah, sound good.
So yeah, so basically there's like loads of lore behind it. One of the D&D settings is also based in the world of Magic, and it looks rad, and it's a fun game that you shouldn't get into because it costs so much money, and then you shouldn't, after doing that, immediately get into Warhammer like an asshole. Which costs even more money, but that's not the point. But yeah, Magic is fun as hell, and there's plenty of ways to ruin it, and I think the best way to ruin it is we just make it JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No, right, we can't keep it. Like, right, no, here's the thing. One Just Make It JoJo's a year, right? So we gotta make it count.
So we've been doing this podcast for like 20 years.
We're doing it for 3 years, and we've made two products at JoJo's. We're in season 3 right now. We get one. We need to make sure that's what we want to do.
Okay. So basically, just to give you, I'm not going to go into the in-depth because there's so many rules. But basically, the core concept of Magic is you have land cards, spell cards, and creature cards. You need land cards to get mana to summon spells and creatures, and then you basically attack each other, destroy monsters, and attack people directly until the other person is dead. and you both play wizards. So what I love about it is that you're essentially a wizard, and you don't want to fight the other wizard like with fisticuffs. So you're like, I will summon these people and raise the land itself to summon a house cat to swipe uselessly at this wizard's nuts.
This is why
and that's
play,
how I will win.
It's why you play a blue deck, because then you can use the coast cards, and then you are a wizard of the coast.
Blue is actually islands, you
okay,
fucking idiot.
Yeah, okay, shut the fuck. I don't play. I'm not a nerd, Jay. I don't fucking play Magic the Gathering. I'm too busy having sex, which that's just not true. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm too busy getting laid and slamming all the hotties to play Magic the Gathering. I'm definitely
this is
not
sad
spending my
because
days.
I have absolutely in my lifetime played Magic the Gathering and then within the next hour actually had sex. And
yeah, cool.
That has not occurred for you.
Okay, yeah, well, hey, guess what? Fuck you.
I'm sorry to call you out like this. But, like,
how can we ruin magic then?
I like
the summon the creature element of it, and I think we should keep that. But can we change what they're summoning, maybe?
Well, because, like, the most obvious is that you just kind of either you do what Rick and Morty did, where you just summon varieties of the same character, or you just summon really bland characters.
That's what I mean. So, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, you summon you know, Jim from accounting, and he.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's already been done, and I can't remember what it is, but like, you. There
it probably
is a,
has.
There is I'm definitely a show that I'm pretty sure came out recently where they literally, like, yeah, we play this game where it's like a human card game where you summon, like, office workers, and they have no idea, like, how normal an office worker is, so that's, like, one of the most powerful cards, and that's the joke.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's from. It might actually be from Rick and Morty.
It probably is, and I don't.
Probably
and is. I want to try
Listen,
and divorce
but, like,
us from
we
Rick
can't,
and Morty.
We can't get up to, like, Rick and Morty levels, because, like, at one point he turns into a pickle. It's the funniest shit
it's
I've ever
seen. Funniest shit
he's
I've
called,
ever
he's
seen.
He's called
dude.
Pickle Rick.
He calls himself Pickle Rick, dude. I laughed
so
hard. I thought it'd
so
milk
hard.
Out my nose.
Yeah.
Milk out of my nose, my dude. It's so funny. With the part where he says, "I'm Pickle Rick," ah, oh, so good.
What if we make it so it's Magic the Gathering, except the only cards, it's the same card and it's just Pickle Rick.
It's just Pickle Rick. I kind of like that, but it does sort of ruin the game diversity somewhat, because all the cards are the same. They're all fucking 2/2 with, like, no trample or anything. They're just 2/2 basic creatures.
They're not even 2/2, it's just like 1/1.
Just 1/1.
Like, it has no special abilities. It doesn't even have a lore. It's just 1/1.
This is what I like, because that means in the digital card game version of this that we'll inevitably make, because all good card games are digital now, it will just have every fucking 5 seconds, "I'm Pickle Rick!" Like, whenever he gets played. Well, what are the mana cards now? Are they pickles or are they Ricks?
Well, I don't remember how he turns into a pickle in the episode, because I've, like, repressed it.
Oh, dude, it's so good, because what he does, he turns himself into one.
Yeah, but how?
He does.
Oh, he does it to avoid therapy, so that, like, Rick and Morty can keep up this idea that they actually have a narrative and it's not just
how
jokes.
Does Rick turn into... That's one of the fucking top fucking Google search results, Jesus Christ. After a cat pushes his pickled form... Oh, wait, no. Rick wounds up in a sewer. Thanks, Polygon. Pickle Rick has its own Wikipedia article, which is great. Oh, it's because it's an episode as well. I forget. Apologies. No, he just says that he's done it.
Oh, okay.
To avoid therapy. He just does it.
So he just does it. So I guess it's just... It's you have the land cards are just avoid therapy cards, but that's just sad.
I like that. I actually kind of love that idea.
It's literally just avoid therapy card, and it's just a picture of us shrugging with the caption, "I don't know." He just turns into a pickle. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I like that, because in the real world, you would also be avoiding therapy by playing this game. Like, your mom's like, you know, "Come on, Jason, we need to go. We need to talk. We need to go to the therapist to talk about your feelings and how much you hate me." He's like, "Fuck off, mom. I'm playing Pickle Rick. I'm playing Pickle Rick. I'm playing Rick the Pickling." And is
Rickle the Pickling.
Rickle the Pickling. And it's like, "I'm Pickle Rick," and yeah. Oh, it's funny as shit.
The only other way I can think you could do that, and I don't know if it's less funny, is the land cards are, like, different, like internet spaces, and it's just memes that come from that.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of making memes the card game, because whenever someone does that, it's the cringiest fucking thing I've ever seen.
So instead, we're just gonna make one singular meme the card game. I like how you've differentiated the two products very clearly with no overlap whatsoever.
Like, no, because the thing is, memes are like, you know, they're like whatever. But when Rick turned himself into a pickle, that's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
To be fair, you are right. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen. You know what? We should hit up Justin Roiland.
I'll tweet Justin Roiland now and say, can we make a Pickle Rick card game? In fact, Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure there was a Pickle Rick board game. This isn't a bit.
I mean, there's a Rick and Morty Dungeons and Dragons module.
I knew it! There's a fucking distinct Pickle Rick board game, and it's the fucking worst thing.
I feel so bad for Justin Roiland, because I'm pretty sure, from what I've gathered, he and Dan Harmon hate everybody who likes Rick and Morty.
Every single Rick and Morty fan that I've interacted with is, like, the worst fucking person.
They, like, it's so stupid, because it's like, they think it's the funniest shit. I'm like, oh, so it's just regular show, but with swearing.
I mean, it is the funniest shit I've ever seen, because, like, when he turns himself into a pickle, that was funny.
He turns himself into a pickle, it's funny. Like, you can feel in that show that Justin Roiland wanted to make two seasons, and then he was like...
And then be done with it. And now they're, five?
Yep.
And just, they don't care anymore. I think, unironically, I think when Rick turned himself into a pickle, that was them kind of jumping the shark. And now they're just like, well, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah. I mean, how can you do it? It's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
How can you top the funniest thing ever? That's the question. You've already made the funniest joke. And now you need to try and beat that. And you just can't,
like,
just can't
be done. You can't, like, insert this awkward condemnation of elitist intellectualism that breeds, you know, existential depression. And then expect it to top Pickle Rick. At all be rewarding in any way. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really bitter that Rick and Morty is bad now.
Yeah, me too.
Because I stopped watching it because of the Pickle Rick episode.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is it. It's the funniest shit. Why would I watch any more than that? And you can tell that I'm being serious from my tone.
Okay, let's move on. So we're making Magic the Gathering Rick and the Pickling, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Pickle the Rickling.
Pickle the Rickening, where we make Pickle Rick, and it's the funniest fucking card game ever. And you do it to avoid going to therapy with your mum. And that's I think that's a useful thing.
It's specifically for Reddit users to avoid going to therapy, because they laugh themselves to death.
They all desperately need.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got there. I'm glad that we've helped these people that desperately need help. Because, like, you know, you do need it. After you've seen the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life, you'll never, ever laugh again. So maybe that's what the therapy's for. But now you're just like, no, I need to play Pickle the Rickening. Moving swiftly on then. Have you got any you want to do? Or should I serve you another one? Or
let's serve me another one.
Serve you another one, baby. This one comes from our Discord. For the top of suggestions on our Discord, you can head over there. It's in the show notes. And you can fucking suggest stuff directly to us. This one comes from Ismay Hutton, the terrible, terrible murderer lady that wants to kill us, but she is still kind enough to offer suggestions. And she suggests, I don't know if you remember this, do you remember the road safety ads with the hedgehogs? The Stop, Look, Listen adverts with the hedgehogs. King of the road! Those?
Maybe?
I'll send you a link. Because
I'll just Google it. Hedgehog.
Just search King of the Road ads, and you'll probably find them. These were all over the fucking TV when I was a child.
I remember the Staying Alive one.
The what?
The Staying Alive one.
We didn't have the Stay. I had King of the Road, the little hedgehogs, and they were walking down the street, and it was all nice and cute and good. And like the daddy hedgehog or the mummy hedgehog talked to the daughter hedgehog or the son hedgehog. I forget, the genders weren't particularly specific. About how, hey, stop, look, listen, and live. That was a thing we told kids. Stop, look, listen, if you want to not die. Which is great. And it was just a fun little series of ads that looked like children's books about how to not get killed on roads.
Yeah, see, I never had that. I definitely had the Staying Alive one.
Yeah, it was basically just a series of advertisements teaching children how to learn the Green Cross Code, which is useful because obviously kids don't want to get killed on the road.
See, I think The Staying Alive Abby, you mentioned is the one where it's Vinnie Jones like teaching you how to do
that was it.
CPR. Yeah. But I do really love the idea of Vinnie Jones doing a road safety advert, but like full Lock, Stock, and Two Smoker Barrel style, which is swearing at kids to fucking listen to him, the stupid
Oh,
cunts.
That's very good, actually.
He's like, oh, shut up, you stupid cats. We're going to learn across a fucking road, all right? How come on your gun it says fucking Super Soaker and mine says Desert Eagle? Fuck you. And he crosses the road safely.
He says, stop, look, listen.
Stop, look, listen. If you see a car coming, you whip out your deagle and you fucking you cat the driver and you fuck off.
You can
get down to Winchester, mate. Fucking soccer pipe back. That's not what Vinnie Jones sounds like, which is very funny.
That's very good, actually. I kind of like that idea of Vinnie Jones very angrily shouting at children to follow the rules.
Yeah, and then, like, the alternate thing is we have a crossover where it's Hedgehog's trying to perform CPR and being very distraught that they don't have the body mass to perform CPR. They're like, we're trying to do chest compressions, but we can't do it.
Help, do it to the tune of Staying Alive. I can't, my arms are too weak. I've only got little stumps.
Where's Vinnie Jones?
And just cut back
and like, you fucking stupid piece of shit. Fuck
just,
you.
He's just fighting on the docks with a truck.
Yeah, that's that.
There we go. That's good. That's good shit. Thing about the Think of the Road camp, the King of the Road campaign or the Hedgehogs or what the fuck it was called. For some reason, that was deemed unpopular because they've changed it in the early aughts, in the early tens, rather, to dead-eyed 3D model children that look like they come out of one of the Alice games from American McGee. I'll send you a link, and this haunts me to this day. I saw this image,
I do remember this.
And I was like, fuck, okay. Here you go, have a look at this, because this is genuinely horrifying.
Oh, it's remember these.
The boy who didn't look for a safe place. It's like, this is really good content.
I remember these.
It's like a creepy narrator narrating a story of how, oh, this little boy thought he would be all right if he didn't cross the road in a safe place. And he chased his football across the road.
I hate the fact that it's like...
waiting for him.
It's a really noise, like, wait till you can see what's coming.
And then he got hit by a vehicle at 30 miles an hour and broke all his bones.
Yeah, that one's really fucked up. But do you remember the other advert that used to play a bunch, which was like, it was filmed on a phone camera. And it was like a bunch of people coming from school. And then it's really brutal because this kid who's like 17 steps out the road is like, bang! And he's like fucking just split in two by this car.
Just
as a kid, I was like, what the fuck? It's so brutal.
There was another one that wasn't quite as specific, but it wasn't like Green Cross Code Road Safety. It was wear your seatbelt, which, you know, you should do. But it was like, you know, oh, this boy got in his mum's car to get a lift to go to the skate park.
Oh, and he doesn't wear a seatbelt. And he doesn't fucking wear a seatbelt. Kills him.
And he fucking smacks the thing. His mum, like, dies. And then it just shows a shot of him looking horrified. I'm like, you thought this was okay to air to children?
Yeah. Like, what the thing the is, fuck? you have this thing where it's like, it's focused on him, like, oh, he's gonna die. And I was like, when I was a teenager watching, like, oh, this guy's done fucked up. He's fucking dead, bruv. And then, like, the car, like, slams shut and he snaps his mum's neck and there's this shot of his sister screaming and crying like, what have you done? And he's like, what have I done? What's happening? And then it ends and you're like, oh my god.
Like, and dude, then, the DVLA has been forcing children to confront death long before we came along.
Like, people say, like, this generation's soft, man. Watch our fucking adverts, bro.
Watch the adverts that we had to grow up on. I was having to deal with the concept of killing my mother at age 11. Like, this is what I had to deal with.
Like, this was a factor of life. Fucking the DVLA was like, so kids, right? Yeah, we hate them. Okay, let's traumatize them, right? But we gotta pretend that we're a road safety organization. Okay, so here's the deal: we're gonna show how terrible children are, and then we're gonna ruin the stock market for them, and they're all gonna die at some point because the economy's fucked, and then we're gonna blame it on road safety and participation trophies that we gave them.
What you don't know, friends, is that the DVLA is that we're at is it TOTC Limited is actually an offshoot of the DVLA.
Yeah.
We're slightly less targeted than they are.
Yeah. We're a more vague child murder organization.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that I decided not to go into teaching. Because if any teacher found out that I did this podcast,
this show?
I'm already not looking forward to people being like, what are you doing in your free time? And being like, nothing at all. And then someone will be like, hey, Joe, I didn't know you did a podcast. I'm like, me neither, bro. That's not me. That's someone
that's
else.
Not, that's not me, bro.
That's a different Jay Little with my exact voice and sense of humor.
When I started doing this show, the thought crossed my mind, do I want to use an alias or something? Like, in case I need to have employability in the future? And thought, fuck it, I'll be all right. And now, given sort of the economic instability of the world, I'm kind of regretting that.
I mean, let's be honest, the listeners, we are definitely playing characters. Like, we've never actually murdered children, but, like, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. Like, if you got a kid you don't like, I'm skint right now. I do not value human lives.
I just need enough money to get through the week. If you want to just, like, leave 20
bucks... My life's already peaked because I saw Pickle Rick. That's the funniest shit I'm ever going to see. What's the point in going on?
I'm just saying, I reckon I could take a kid in a fight. I reckon I could fight
take
a 3-year-old.
I could take at least 5-6-year-olds.
I could take at least 3-8-year-olds. I think once they get to about 13 and they start carrying knives and ringtones, then I reckon I might get killed.
That's why that's why My Chemical Romance wrote teenagers, because they were like, we've got to warn people how dangerous they are, so we kill them when they're younger.
Do in fact scare the living shit out of me.
Yeah. So defend yourself.
So take them out while they're young.
Yeah. That's why I own several broadswords.
Do what my man Herod did and take them out while they're young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
own snakes, great. Train them to murder demigod children. That's how we do it.
Okay. So for the Green Cross Code ads, we get Vin. Oh, what's his name again?
Vinny Jones. Vinny Jones to fight 10-year-olds.
We get Vinny Jones to fight 10-year-olds on the docks.
Yep.
Because they almost hit him with their cars.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
No, he almost hit them with their cars and he's punishing them because it's their fault. They would have been charged with insurance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A 10-year-old can't register insurance. They're 10 years old. The fuck are you talking about, mate? Okay, moving on then. Do you want to go to break first before we do another one, or do you want me to just give you another one real fast?
Let's do a break!
Let's go, a break. Right, Dave, pull over. I'm going to go and try and find Jay some food. You keep working on those handcuffs. I'll also try and find some bolt cutters.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, let's pull up, because I need a piss.
Cowing around, crashing the store, stomping about. Stamping the crop, cutting the sword.
Hello, welcome to the advertisement zone. I have not managed to find Jay any bolt cutters, but I did find some chips, Jay. I found some chips someone had discarded in a bin. They are wrapped in newspaper, so don't freak out. But I'm going to hand you these now.
Okay, I've escaped from my handcuffs while you're away. Oh, that cool. did involve breaking my thumb, so I can only eat these one-handed.
That's fine. Luckily, fries are really easy to eat one-handed.
Owen.
Jay.
This newspaper.
Yes.
Is it the Daily Mail?
It isn't not that.
I see an article about gender-neutral Santa Claus, Owen. You know the worst thing is that the newspaper we did end up buying for the Warhammer painting legit did have an article about gender-neutral Santa, and we were like, oh, Christ.
I know, it's bullshit, man. The fucking the UK news media is fucking worst. I hate them so much.
I it's really funny because I never really paid attention to the media when I was a teenager, but now that I, like, actually pay attention to what I'm reading, I'm like, oh my god, these people are fucking insane, bro. They've got no idea what's going on in the real world. It's like, huh.
We used to watch Good Morning Britain while we were getting ready for, like, college or whatever, and fucking... Just, it boggles my mind now that Piers Morgan can go onto a national TV show. And by the way, if I do this joke, Piers Morgan will respond because he Googles himself because he's that petty. Piers Morgan can fucking go onto national television and say, vegans are destroying the country because they won't eat sausage rolls. And that's just a thing that he's allowed to say, and no one will challenge him.
It's really funny because, like, there was this moment in my life I remember where, like, people were, like, talking about Piers Morgan, and for some reason I was always under the impression that he was, like, a respected, like, journalist for some reason.
Yes.
And then, like, he, like, suddenly was, like, he just, like, was like, oh, I'm this guy. And then one day, like, everyone just kind of realized, like, oh, he's just batshit. He's insane. And he has He has no grip on reality whatsoever. And he's like, a steak is only a steak if it's got meat in it. It's like, yeah, I mean, like, I guess, but, like, words change, dude. Like, you can grow with that shit.
Piers Morgan, like, is just a man who is, like, been given a national platform on which to sundown. Like, he's losing his fucking marbles, and we're just watching that every morning on
TV. Like, you see him, and he does this shit, and he's like, hey, you know, whatever, like, I'm doing all this crap. And you're like, my God, that this man informs the opinions of so much gammon. And yet, and then we're like, where are all these right wing opinions coming from? Where's all this rise of right wing sentiment?
Yeah, that's what I mean. People are fucking losing their minds.
It's like when people are like, where's all this stuff coming from? I'm like, I don't know.
Right wing opinion and stuff. I don't know. Have you tried any of the news outlets?
Stop platforming fucking like white supremacists, you absolute morons.
Okay. Anyway, that feels good. That's the Piers Morgan part of the show out of the way.
Piers Morgan is stupid, and I hate him. And I don't understand how he's like no one on that show. Like, because you see the pictures of the show, and he's like the only person who's really like that. And he just goes off, and everyone else on the show with him is just like, what's going on? What's Piers doing this time? I'm like, why the fuck are you surprised? He does this all the time.
Whenever he goes off on one of his rants, like his co-host, I could visibly feel the yuck coming off her as she rolls her fucking eyes and has to put up with it again.
Like, I cannot, like, you know, fucking... People have died for women's rights, and yet she has to work with that absolute piece of shit. Like, I'm not saying, like, that's the worst thing in the world, but, like, fuck me, dude, that's pretty bad. Like, if somebody said, hey, we want you to be equal in all things, so it's your turn to deal with Piers Morgan, I would be like, no, I'm out.
You know where Piers Morgan is probably banned for life from, though? Slurp.
Yeah, for sure.
Probably. We're nowhere near the Schlurp, so I couldn't go and get you the good desserts or waffles or milkshakes or anything that you need to get through the day. And I apologise for that. But there's a lot of it. And if you're ever on Church Street in Oswestry Street, which is a town in England, so statistically very few of you are going to go there. But if you do, and you mention our show, Think of the Children, you might get 10% off your order, which is pretty fucking nice. So go to Schlurp. Get yourself a 10% discount and enjoy it. You enjoy your stuff, because, you know, especially in this current climate, all your small businesses need help. So go to Schlurp, you fuckers. As for the next part of the show, it's time to talk about my best friend. I do that bit every week and it's never funny. So I don't know if you know this, Jay. Do you know this? Do you know?
What?
Do you know about Twitter.com?
I do know about Twitter.com.
It's a fun website where you can watch the real-time collapse of humanity unfold right in front of your very eyes. But it's also a place where you can go to get updates about our show and any other things you might need to know about what we're doing. If you do that and you go to our Twitter page, which is @TOTCcast, and give us a follow, you might get a shout-out on the programme. You might get a shout-out on the broadcast there. This week, we've run out of followers, so I'm going to have to do a repeat, probably. we hemorrhage followers. Like, please follow us on Twitter if you're not already. We love you, really. Please do this. I would like to shout out my boy. Just trying to find one. Just trying to find any name that we haven't done for a while. I'd like to shout out... Zara Klebinston. I'm so sorry. I'm the worst. @ZKlebinston.
Do you want to send me the name and I'll read it?
Yeah. Well, I think we did this last time. This is also partially now Jay's best friend then.
Yeah.
Because I can't fucking pronounce your name because I'm dyslexic as shit and I apologise. Jay, you want to give it a pass?
I don't know where it is.
I put it in the drawing board. You fucko.
It's not there, bro.
It is there, bro. I'm looking at it now, bro.
I cannot see it, bro.
Nice dick, bro.
Thanks, bro.
I'll put it in a private message on Discord or something.
Okay.
This probably won't work either, but fuck it.
Why not? Let's try
it. There was a delay sending it for some reason.
Zara Klebinston.
Zara Klebinston. Thank you.
Klebinston.
Thank you, Jay, for pronouncing my best friend for the week. So Zara, I
feel like the B might be silent, like climb. Because you don't say Klimb.
Clemenson. That probably
I forgot
works.
About the
that. That makes a lot more sense. Zara, can you just, like, fucking tweet us to say what you're fucking...
I have no idea. Why don't we just call her fucking Zara?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Zara, thank you for your support. We love you very much. You've been following us for a very long time, and I really do appreciate it. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the podcast and the shout-out. You're a good one.
Let's get back to it then, Jay. Sorry about your thumb. Do you need like a cast or anything? Like,
it's okay. I've done this many times.
You've broken your thumb to get out of handcuffs many times.
Yes, that's how you're supposed to get out of handcuffs. Did you not know that?
No, I knew that. I didn't know you had to. You've done it so many times. That's all.
Dude, I've been in prison more times than I can count.
Oh, a prison. You might say a stone ocean.
No.
That was a motherfucking JoJo reference. Let's get back to the podcast.
JoJo, more like no more, please.
Hello, welcome back. We're back on the road. We is rolling. Jay, how is your thumb? Do you need like a cast or something? Like,
I've been through this before. I'll be fine.
Okay, that's fine. I guess. Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's not ideal, but I'm gonna just close this. It's not ideal. You having a broken thumb. Is it not painful? Does it not hurt?
It's incredibly painful, but I'm also like I said, delirious. So I have like pain hasn't hit me yet, but I have something else to confess, Owen. I actually didn't remember which appendage you needed to break to get out of handcuffs, so I've actually broken my entire left arm.
Okay, cool. So maybe like we'll just like get you a metal replacement one or something.
Yes, I would love a robot arm, please, for the love of God.
I mean, it's a little bit extreme with a broken hand, but
honestly, like, I'm waiting till like prosthetics are like a fashion thing, and then I'm just getting it done.
Oh, dude, yeah. Once prosthetics. Like, once it's in vogue to, like, replace your fucking eyeballs with robot ones,
look, honestly,
I'm all in there.
When I was playing Human Revolution and fucking Adam just was like, who knows for this? I was like, I'll take it if he doesn't want it.
Yeah, if you don't want it, I'll take those. Like, my eyes suck shit. I can't see without a glasses on my face. So, like, it would be very helpful if I could not be blind for the majority of my days.
My entire digestive system is fucked. Can I have a new one and a robot arm that can shoot people, please? Those two are linked. I just want both.
Can you put the bomb? Can you put a bomb in my chest to make people blow up, please?
Can you make it so that if I go under too much stress, I literally explode? I'm sick of like emotionally and socially exploding at people. I want to detonate literally a thermonuclear generator and eliminate all my friends when one of them knocks my pen off the table and I just lose it because I'm so stressed.
I want you to put micro explosives in my spine so that when I like get annoyed, I can just like, you know, detonate a whole room using micro explosives.
I want it so that they are so micro that all they do is like sort of pop like my body off.
I get tired
of like having a body, I'll just pop my neck off and I'm like out.
Yeah, and then maybe
and also
you know,
my
put,
neck has like weird vine
can
appendages like Joe's Dio's head.
Maybe then
so
you
can
around. I was gonna say then maybe you could put your head on a much stronger man's body.
Yes, and then go around and have a bunch of kids, and then that guy becomes a mafia boss or whatever, and like
a gangster,
also, like,
you might say.
Also, yeah, a gangster, you know, and he is like lifted as if he's on a wind made of gold.
A golden wind, you might say.
A golden wind, a vento oreo, as the Latinese might have said back in the days of ancient Latin. You know, in their capital of Athens, and you know, and then also I will be inevitably killed by a very muscly old man and a very muscly 16-year-old boy with a ghost who can punch.
That was an extended JoJo reference. Okay, so let's get back into it. You got any, or do you want me to serve you one up?
Oh, I fucking had one, and then I got thrown. Shit.
Then a terrible thing occurred.
Hang on. Oh, fuck! Oh, no, it's got... I'm so... Ah, it was good as well.
Dang it. Okay.
Shit, what was it? No, I have it! Did we ever do the Hunger Games?
We must have, but I'll do it. I don't know if we have, actually.
I don't think it's weird,
because that's, like, on brand for us.
I was
it's
thinking,
killing
like,
each
that's,
other.
Like, that's how, definitely something.
That sounds like something we came up with. Like,
yes.
It's bad now. People will, like, tag me in things on, like, social media of weird kids shows, and it's like, this is something you could have come up with for a joke, and I'm like, yes, you are correct.
And then we sue them, and that's how we made our money last time.
Yeah, baby.
So
Hunger Games, then, if somehow you don't know what the Hunger Games is, it's where kids get put into a death game and they have to fight to survive.
It's a blatant ripoff of Battle Royale.
I mean, yeah,
novel from the 80s.
You got to remember, we live in a postmodern society. Like, everything is a ripoff of something.
Look, I know. I get it. We live in a society, okay? Fucking Todd Phillips Joker, I get it.
We live in a society where fucking the funniest shit anyone has ever seen is Pickle.
Is Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
Is a burping elderly gentleman in a pickle.
Dressed as a pickle, and he's trying to avoid.
I can't believe
problems.
That people will watch that show and be like, "This is genius," and then look at Dio and be like, "Ha, fucking weebs!" And I'm like, "Come on."
Yeah, but Dio's not meant to be funny. Pickle Rick is the funniest thing anyone has ever
seen.
Yeah,
but Dio is fantastic.
Dio
that's
is
my point.
Is
people idolize Pickle Rick and Rick, and they don't idolize Dio. And I think that's the real problem with society. It's not all these other, like, you know, conservative bullshit fuckheads. It's the fact that we don't idolize Dio. I reckon Dio would be a comrade.
When I become the Joker, I will make everyone on Earth love Dio Brando as much as I love Dio Brando.
When I become Dio Brando, I will make everyone love Dio Brando as much as possible. I will also make everyone Dio Brando.
Because Dio slept around a lot. I like that.
Yeah.
Everyone will love Dio Brando and his exquisite
yeah.
Except
this Dio Brando is monogamous. So
yeah, this Dio Brando is monogamous. This Dio Brando, the Owen Piper Dio Brando, will fuck.
That one, Dio Brando fucks, and that's confirmed.
That's confirmed, baby. We've got wildly off topic again.
I'm just going to start responding with just Dio Brando in different inflections. Like, Dio Brando, Dio Brando, Dio,
Dio
Brando,
Brando, Dio Brando.
Being Dio Brando.
It's fucking being John Malkovich.
I would watch that.
I'd watch that. Okay, so The Hunger Games then.
Yes.
Yeah, so children in a death game. It's like highly advertised and serialized for entertainment. By the bourgeoisie, basically round up a bunch of fucking proletariat kids and make them kill each other for entertainment.
Can we give the children stands?
Okay, do you really want to use our Make It JoJo Wants card?
I really like the idea of using our episode 69 special as the JoJo's one.
Because remember, we can make one thing JoJo's. We can make one thing, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, per year.
Oh, that's so much pressure, though.
I know, right? It's a very powerful. JoJo's. It's a very powerful card to hold.
Oh, I don't want to throw away my JoJo's reference, JoJo.
Or we can make as many references as we want. We just can't make it all JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I have to confess something.
Okay.
I was a teenager when Hunger Games came out. Like many people.
Yeah, as was I.
Except I was in that stage of being a teenager where I decided that everything wasn't what I liked was garbage and stupid, and I would listen to like other people who agreed with my opinion and nothing else, which honestly formed a lot of my personality as a 16-year-old. We don't need to get into that. My point is, I have only seen one thing from Hunger Games, and it was Mockingjay Part 1, and I didn't like it. And someone was like, I was halfway through the film. And somebody said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I have no idea what the fuck is happening. Why did you invite me to watch this movie? I've never seen any of them." And they were like, "You've never seen any of them?" And I was like, "Bitch, I told you that." As we entered the cinema and expressed my confusion why you invited me to watch this movie. So that's all I know. All I remember from that movie is that somebody got eaten by dogs, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then somebody bombed with white roses. And then Katniss was supposed to give a speech, but then she went to murder someone. And then somebody else gave a speech. And then there was no repercussions to that. And I was very confused about that one plot element. And then I switched off and left.
Okay. Unlike you, I read all the books. I devoured them over the course of a weekend. We were on a holiday. We were on a family holiday, and I didn't like the sun because I was a nerd. So I spent most of that time reading, which is fine. They were not especially great, but it's fine. We can.
I bet they're like surprisingly good for a young adult series.
Now, for a young adult series, they are surprisingly decent. The one plot element I would change is the rope. Like, if I was trying to make it good, which obviously we're not trying to do here, is remove the weird love triangle stuff.
Yeah,
because it kind of just muddies things. And I know it's a love story. Like, it's not, but it is at the same time. It's a political thriller turned death game show turned love story. It's very confusing. Yeah, I just cut that. If I was trying to make it good. So, to ruin it, then, we do the inverse. And we make everything relentlessly horny. And I don't
see
mean...
you and I went in very different directions because you went down the relentlessly horny route, which is fine. I understand that. But my one was that it's like brand mascots being hunted by millennials.
Oh,
I'm trying to survive for as long as possible.
This is very good.
But now, like, all the mascots are actually, and like, the people running it are boomers, and they're like, look, the millennials are killing the industry, and the millennials are like, you're paying us. Like, what the fuck?
This is tremendous, actually.
And like, the whole point is, it's like, people will watch this show, and they'll be like, why would millennials kill the industry? And then the boomers get mad at them for doing it, even though they presented them with no other option. And then everyone has this simultaneous, like, oh my god, I understand. Which wouldn't happen because we live in, like, Earth Prime, where everything's fucking... Everything is weird and stupid. So, like, it doesn't matter. But maybe in Earth 2 it works.
This is... You say that, like, living in Earth Prime is fucking wild. Because, like, you can have some... Like, there's, I'm going to talk about gamers with a capital G real quick for a sec, because I know you all love that shit. When capital G gamers play Final Fantasy VII, they get... They miss the political ramifications of you playing as an eco-terrorist trying to destroy a giant corporation that is literally bleeding the world dry. The political ramifications of that and what it says about our society. But there's a gay character in a video game and that's political. And
that's what gets me every time.
And then they say, no, actually, because the political the eco-terrorist stuff makes sense within the game's world. I think literary analysis is disrespectful to the source material. And I'm like, what the fuck, my dude.
My other favourite thing is that, like, all gamers with a capital G, they all suck the dick of The Witcher 3. Now, don't get me wrong, I love The Witcher 3. I think it's great. Whether you do or not, that's up to you. I don't really give a shit because art is subjective, and if you don't like it, fucking fine. And they're like, fucking The Witcher TV show came out, and they're like, oh, they're trying to force a political message by putting, like, black people in it. And, like, honestly, I didn't like it. I don't care that there's a black guy in it because he was cool and I liked him and he had cool armor and that was all I gave a shit about. But like, and they're like, it's too fucking political. I'm like, motherfucker, have you played The Witcher 3? There is so much politics in that. You literally assassinate a king at some point and then have to decide the future of a nation. The whole plot is based around the emperor suffering from political intrigue and people are trying to kill him. It's a massive indictment of human society. What the fuck game are you playing that a black guy is going to ruin that by just being there?
Actually, Jay, I think you'll find that The Witcher 3 is actually about a man that kills monsters and isn't about anything else. So shut the fuck up.
I forgot that gamers of the capital G are incapable of perceiving subtext in any capacity.
This is just a rant. We're just like lining them up. Gamers, Piers Morgan. We're just taking them all down with our hot takes.
Like the thing, like, oh, I just, because everyone's like, oh, we want game, like we want the extended universe of our video game franchises to be expanded upon, and then like people do it, and then they like actually acknowledge the fact that like even Halo has that. Halo condemns the UNSC. It's fucking Halo. It's bullshit. Point and click shooter bait, and it's like you read the extended universe, it's like, oh hey, humanity's under a fascist government, which kind of sucks and we should stop that.
And everyone's like, and they're committing war crimes on the reg. And it's like,
yeah,
oh, Halo's
like they play. Literally had child soldiers.
Yeah, it's like, ah, Halo's not political, you just shoot the aliens. What, there's a gay in it, there's a black in it, what the fuck. So anyway, that's Hunger Games.
It's just me and Owen murdering gamers.
No, I like... Okay, we put gamers... work with me here. We put gamers into a Hunger Games-style scenario, and they have to desperately try and find subtext to survive.
Yeah, they have to, like... The thing is, they have, like... Okay, it's kind of like... They have these, like, Zelda-esque dungeons where every puzzle is just a room with a book, and they have to correctly identify the subtext, and if they don't, a person who is like a black trans gay man will come out of the wall and beat them to death if they get it wrong, but if they succeed they get to go through and they learn. And then the next room has whatever, like whoever it is wants to do it. So basically we just have like we have two recruiting techniques. It's like, gamers, prove how smart you are, join this Hunger Games thing. And then we have minorities, Get revenge.
Do you want to kill some gamers?
Do you want to kill some straight up fucking gamers with a capital G, bruh? Will I give you a rainbow baseball bat and a trans flag 5.56 rounds and an M16? Fucking go buck wild, bruh. Have fun.
The people that think that fucking Pickle Rick is the funniest thing they've ever seen, and gamers are the Venn diagram of that is a perfect circle.
Full Metal Jacket's too fucking Stanley Kubrick for this crowd. We got Trans Metal Jacket, bruh.
Excuse me, Full Metal Jacket isn't political at all. What the fuck are you talking about?
Full Metal Jacket is not political.
It's not political.
Right.
It's just a war movie.
I know that there's someone who's going to be like, it's just a war movie. No, it's a deconstruction of what war does to
those
working class people drafted into a capitalist war. That's not
exist.
Political.
Those people exist. I've met those people.
I know. They are.
Excuse me, Star Wars doesn't have any politics in it, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's just got cool laser swords. And I'm...
Well, man, but like Rey only had like 2 weeks training. I'm like, what the fuck did Luke was there for like three, like a weekend, dude? He went for a spa weekend.
He went for a fucking spa weekend.
Weird green old man child, and then was like, I'm gonna fight space Hitler.
I'm gonna go
and
kill space Hitler.
And then fucked off. And then he lost because of course he did. And I was like, cool. And then the same thing happens with Rey. She gets like 10 minutes of training, and then she fucking loses. Cool.
But that's unrealistic, actually, because a woman can't lift a lightsaber because they're
fucking
too busy trying to make sandwiches. So
Star Wars is a dumb action-adventure series, and I don't understand why people are like, it has... It, like...
All media was a mistake.
Star Wars was a mistake, and anybody who enjoys or makes Star Wars content should be banned from living.
As someone who enjoys Star Wars... I'm banned from being alive. So
as someone who is making Star Wars content, and also I am looking at my A New Hope poster right now. I am double banned
from living. Yes. Okay, so Hunger Games Gamers Edition, we get the gamers and they have to try and find subtext in their favorite media and they just won't be able to fucking do it.
Hunger Gamers.
God, I really hope this isn't the episode that gets picked up by 4chan, because otherwise we're going to get fucking hacked, my dude.
I hope that, like, Piers Morgan finds this, and he posts it, and then, like, people are like, oh, man, like, you know, fucking, I don't know, who's a right-wing commentator that thinks, like, Piers Morgan's a good thing? Like, Charlie Kirk picks it up.
Probably.
And he's like, look at this. And then people start listening to it, like, oh my God, these guys hate gamers. And then we get to hang out with, like, actual clever people, because they'll be like, oh, these guys are like us. And we get to hang out with fucking, like, them. And
that's not the best. Actually, yeah, you know what? Gamers come at me, because everyone that gamers have targeted is like, if like, we're men, so we're going to be fine. Like, they don't hate us that much. I'm going to have to cut that line.
Oh my God.
That came across as like meaner than I wanted it to.
Yeah.
Okay. We've probably got time for one more then. Now that we've managed to put the gamers in mortal peril, have you got any, or do you want me to serve you one up? Because again, we've probably got time for the last one.
You did, because I feel like I won this episode with my Hunger Gamers.
I think you did. It was very good. Let me go to Twitter over here. Did you know you can filter just by your mentions? It's so much easier than having all your notifications, because now I just have everything anyone has ever suggested to us at once.
While Owen's searching, listeners, do you think the water tastes different coming out of a metal drinking bottle? And if not, why are you wrong?
Okay, here's one that might be interesting. This one comes to us from Sarah Meaden, a wonderful patron of the show and lovely human Sarah Meaden. I'm your hero on Twitter, thank you. She suggests Eureka's Castle. So this is American. This never made it over here, and I'm looking at it now, and it's I'm enamored with this. So it's a show. It was a children's TV show that featured various puppets. So you know I already hate it because it is intensely haunted. They live in a giant wind-up music box, and I think they just do stuff. Including...
I hate that they've spelled Eureka wrong so much.
Well, that's the name of the character, Eureka. Eureka is a sorceress in training. And here's the thing. R.L. Stein developed the characters.
Oh, man.
Yes, that R.L. Stein, the Goosebumps one. He developed the characters for this TV series. So this is already very good. this show was written by R.L. Stein. This wasn't just... He didn't just develop the characters. He was, like, the writer for it. Which is fucking redonkulous. So I'm thinking we can make this Eureka's Castle wind-up music box with all like the magic bats and dragons and fish and handymen's, which are also mythical creatures. Bats and handymen and dragons. I think we can make this very spooky because R.L. Stein's on board. What do you think?
I do love R.L. Stein. Is he dead?
He is still very much alive, I believe.
Is he fucking really?
He's only 76. He's not that old.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's old, but he's not, like, you know, in mortal peril just yet.
I want R.L. Stine to fuck me.
Okay.
Fuck me good.
Okay.
It's really weird because...
Thank you for listening to Think of the Children. My name's Minowin Piper. I've learned a terrible thing about Jay, and thus I'm cancelling the show now forever.
It's really funny because, like, everyone, like... they revealed like R.L. Stine with Goosebumps and everything, everyone was like super into it as a kid, and I had like two and they weren't that scary. I never read them because I was more scared of the cover art than I was of the books themselves.
Yeah.
I don't remember the books. The cover art was really freaky.
I know what you mean. I have more experience with Goosebumps with the TV series because I watched the whole thing through with my ex once. And that was a fun time. It was very scary. There was a puppet episode. Several puppet episodes. And I hated every single one of them. And she knew that. I don't like puppets, dog. So, like, maybe let's just make the puppets really fucking... intensely fucking haunted. I need to see some pictures of this from, like, the actual cast. Hang on. Let me see some... Eureka's Castle.
Let me see some images of the cat.
Oh no! They're like Muppet. They're like nightmare Muppets. I hate them.
Send me. I want to see.
They're like Muppets, but they look wrong. Does that make sense? They look almost like Muppets, but not quite. And Muppets are like the only puppets I can get behind. Because Muppets have been, like, scientifically designed to make you love them. But these... there's something about it that I just do not like. No, I'll tell you what it is. They look too much like the Gelflings, or whatever the fuck they're called, from The Dark Crystal. And that's just triggering very negative ASMR for me in my brain.
I don't know whether I want to send this to you, because there's some... Like, I don't know what the fuck it is, because these don't look like Goosebumps cover tiles. Like, well, two of them do. The third one looks like a... the 1960s like fantasy novels that came out that were like, you know, like David Eddings. They're like, they gave off the vibe of Lord of the Rings, but they were like fucking weird as shit.
Uh-huh.
What are the covers like that? But the last one is like absolutely horrifying, and I kind of want you to see it, but I'm also scared that you'll have a heart attack.
Probably will.
I do want to send it to you, though.
Send it to me. Go for it.
Feel free to delete this message.
I will. Just a note, there's a thing in Eureka's Castle. There was a VHS tape release for it called Sing Along with Eureka, and it was a direct-to-VHS sing-along thing. This is me officially putting a bounty out on that tape. If anyone could find that tape, I will give you $50. You need to send me the tape and a VHS player, probably. But I will give you $50 if this is given to me. So there we go. How can we ruin Eureka's Castle? As far as I can tell, they just do the children's show thing where they go on adventures. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Cool.
I really don't know. I'm trying to think, because my first thought was that we just make that Eureka is blind to like the effects of her magic, but we already kind of did that with that fucking Atomic Blonde.
Yeah.
TV show, you know, the fucking one where they like, it's an adventurer,
called
Atomic Blonde, so I don't know. This is gonna require some thought. Hey, Owen, while we're thinking, why don't you take a look at that picture I sent?
I don't want to look at it. I intensely dislike this.
First
three are fine, but the last one is just, I'm going to see that in my nightmares tonight.
Yeah, it's bad. And the thing is like, I was flicking through, and I think I know what that's supposed to be, and I think the book cover's actually worse.
I think it is. I think I've seen, like, that puppet is, I think that's the reason I hate puppets so much.
I think it's this one, and I hate it. I hate it.
Ah, fuck yeah, there it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I have a friend who also is... He's like, he cannot physically function if there's anything like that near him.
Yeah.
He's terrified. And we were on an abroad trip, and we were in this American diner, which was crazy because we were in Florence and it was like fucking straight up American diner. And I realized halfway through the time we were there that there was a mannequin of the Marilyn Monroe standing above a vent thing.
Yeah.
Except that she was like from the 80s, so it was super degraded. It was literally like just white, just straight up white, no tint to it, and she had red lips and normal eyes that were wide open, and he was sat facing me and it was behind him, and she was like in the rafters peeking through like metal girders. That's- and I was like, dude, don't turn around. And like his girlfriend and Hannah were like his girlfriend was next to him and Hannah was next to me, and they were like, what's happening? I was like, Callum, don't turn around, but you two look up there. And they were like, Jesus Christ. And eventually Callum did look behind him and then did not speak for the rest of the time we were in the fucking restaurant.
I don't know what the opposite of an erection is, but when you were describing that fucking puppet, the mannequin to me, that's what I experienced.
The thing is, it's like, I think I had a picture of it, and I will find it, but it was fucked, dude. It was so bad.
We need to start wrapping up, so we need to square away. What we're going to do with Eureka's Castle, we need to find an angle, we need to find a hook.
I hate this picture as well. This is some fan art, and it's bad.
Focus. We need to find a way to take this thing down. Send me all this creepy fan art later, right? So how can we get rid of this? What can we do?
So Eureka is a wizard in training, right?
A sorceress in training, specifically.
A sorceress in training. Sorceress in training.
I kind of like the idea that we go the D&D route. She gets her powers from dragon blood.
Yes.
And it's slowly awakening to those powers.
Like, the dragon in the show is actually her dad.
Yeah, and it's a secret dad. Yeah, she doesn't know.
And then these other guys are, like, trying to train her power, but as the show goes on... she slowly, like, you know, magical accidents happen.
It's not like a kid's show, but it's still fairly benign, the accidents at first. It's just I spilled some salt.
She's, like, obviously very upset up until there's, like, a point where something happens and, like, she awakens this new power. And suddenly she starts, like, not caring as much. Oh. And then her father goes from, like, haha, I'm a happy dragon, to, yes, my child.
Yes.
And then it carries
on. My blood
on.
Courses through your veins.
And then she turns into this horrific vampire... Not vampire. What's the thing? Dragon.
She finds a stone mask.
Yeah, she finds a stone mask. And she travels
to London.
She rejects
her humanity.
She throws her humanity. Conaldilda!
No, I do like the idea that she throws away her humanity and becomes a terrible dragon child. Slowly over the course of the show. And it just ends with just a shot of her killing her father using this new magic. Because she has surpassed him. And he's like, yes, good. Good.
And like, you know that, like, it but it's like it shows him backing away until she eventually kills him, but it, like, the camera is behind her.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you know that, like, effect they do where there's like this dull, they do it like an anime where they're trying to show like how creepy a character is, where there's like that dull weird like rumble and then like this like whining like high pitched noise starts going up, and then like there's like the slightest twitch of her head as she turns around and then it ends and that's the end of the show. No credits, anything, just like Sopranos ending, cut to black, that's it.
No, I kind of like okay, can I tweak that slightly?
Yep.
Can I tweak it slightly? So you do all that, her head turns slightly, cut to black, Megalovania starts to play. And then the credits roll.
Yeah, and it was R.L. Gaster the entire time.
Oh shit, what?
I don't know what his name is. Something Gaster.
It was Gaster, he was.
But it's R.L. Gaster this time.
Yeah, oh, whoa. Turns out Gaster wrote all the Goosebumps books.
Yeah,
that's why.
R.L. Gaster and R.L. Stine are the same person, and I want to fuck them both.
But hey, that's just a theory. A game theory. Thanks for watching. Sans is Dio. Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. It's a Premiere podcast.
Sans is Dio and Ness is Jojo. Goodbye! Okay. Let's finish the podcast.
I'm sorry for all the Jojo references. I wish I could say they're going to calm down, but if anything, they're only going to ramp up from here. We do enjoy JoJo's Bizarre Adventure a little bit too much. So thank you for listening to our show this evening. It's been called Think of the Children. Thank you for circulating the tapes. You're good eggs. Thanks for listening and putting up with it. It was a bit of a weird one, this one, but I liked it. It went off the rails in a good way, I think. So let's do the thing we have to do at the end of the show. Where is it? It is here. Okay, then. So, if you want to support the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can head over onto twitter.com and follow us at TOTCcast. And once again, you might get a shout out like my best friend Zara. I won't try and repeat your Twitter handle, Zara, because I feel like I'd butcher it terribly because I'm a garbage man. But yeah, go do that and you might get a shout out just like Zara did. Go do it, you scrub.
We also have a Facebook page. Just search TOTC Cast. It should get you there if you want to have your Facebook feed lightened up from all the terrible virus-related shenanigans going on over there. I can't look at my Facebook feed right now because it gives me terrible anxiety to do so. So maybe like us on Facebook, and then maybe some of that will get mitigated a bit. If you don't want to do any of that, you can go to our Discord server where you can hang out with us. You can submit suggestions, other fans of the show. I'm talking about fans. Like, yeah, that's right, we're doing a Discord fan shout out. We haven't done this for a bit. We'll talk about fans like Amon, we'll talk about fans like Jellycorn98, Random Houseplant, Rory W, That One Guy JM, and Zytonal. These were the people that were online when I did the shout out, so good news, you made it. Yeah, go over there. The link to that is in our show notes or on our website, which is totccast.com. You can head over there for all our updates, all our links to our social media and whatnot. You can also give us a review over on iTunes to help us climb those good algorithms. Really appreciate you doing that. Or subscribe on like Spotify or whatever. Just have some engagement with the show. We'd really appreciate if you did that. It would really help us out because it helps us get seen by more people. And if more people see us, it's good news for you, baby, because it means we get more people listening. It means we get more suggestions. It means you can ruin more childhoods more effectively. So there's that. So go engage with the show on whatever platform you currently use. Subscribe or give us a review or something. If you want to give us some money, you can do that. You can head over to patreon.com/totcast and give us a small monthly donation to keep the lights on, the wheels greased, and Dave 90210 fed with tasty dog treats. You get some cool access to some fun bonus content, which will definitely have some in there, probably related to Piers Morgan. You also get an exclusive Patreon role in our Discord, and you join the ranks of our esteemed patrons, Jelly, Sarah Meaden, Ramona, and Tyro. Thank you all so much from the bottom of our hearts. Your support is very important to us. It still, to this day, boggles my fucking mind that people like this show enough to pay for it. You know, you can do what you want with your money, I guess, and we do really appreciate the fact that you choose to give some of it to us, so thank you. We also have merch. It's bit.ly/totcshop. There's a little bit of merch on there. We don't really make any money off it. It's just there if you want merch and you want to rep the show out in the wild or in your home. You want to buy a fucking bedspread? You can do that. You want to buy a poster that says "Dab on the Fascists"? We got you, baby. go over there and get some merch. I need to talk to some artists. Does anyone know any artists? If you know any artists that like want to do some work for me, for fan art, for like, no, not fan art, like to make official merch, hit me up, dog, because I need to pay some artists to get some proper merch on there. So far, we have like the show logos and me doing some shitty work in Comic Sans. So like, you know, let's do that.
There's a lot of artists at the moment who haven't been able to get to cons that are doing a lot of commissions. If that helps.
Yes, there are. So if you're an artist that can't get to a convention and you want to do some work and get paid for it, and get some merch stuff. I'm kind of thinking now that we're pivoting away into a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fan cast, we get our logo styled like JoJo's. That might be fun.
Or we just get JoJo versions of us.
That could also be good. Oh, that'd be great.
No, can you know we would do it, but you'd have to do it so that it's us, but our stands are our favorite bit.
I don't even know what my favorite bit is. There's been so many of them.
I think my favorite bit is just the JoJo the Jetplane bit because it ties into the fact that it's JJ the Jetplane, and I hate JJ the Jetplane because people used to say that I was JJ the Jetplane all the time. So that's
what's my favorite bit. Tell me what your favorite bit is on Twitter. There you go. Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah. Before we get out of the way, before we head off down that lonesome road again, let's get the plugs out of the way. Jay, do you have anything you want to plug?
I do have something I want to plug. Determined, it's coming, I swear to God. I have started recording a podcast. I have audio set up and I'm just getting around to editing it at some point. It's me and five of my friends, and we are playing the Wizards of the Coast Star Wars RPG and doing a Star Wars tabletop game, which I will be recording. It's just us sat around a table, straight memeing. So that's audio is prepared. I just need to edit it, and then it will be out. Oh God! And when it is out, I will never shut the fuck up about it. So you'll be easy to find it. I'll tweet about it all the time. So watch my Twitter and all my Instagram, which are both Lich About Town, I think.
You would know better than me, Doc.
I think no. Lich About Town is my Twitter. So at Lich About Town for my Twitter, and Lich without pause, I think, for my Instagram, which I do not post on, but I am trying to do so more.
I really need to get on Instagram, dude. Like, I just have a terrible thing about taking photographs of my own face, so I don't really use it very often.
Yeah, I don't really either. I just, like, take pictures of whatever I'm doing and be like, ey.
Ey, lamau. Yeah, in terms of my shit, then, you can go over and follow me on Twitter, at the Owen Piper. My Twitter's really good. You should follow it. I tweet political hot takes. I tweet about video games. I tweet about what's pissing me off. I tweet about, you know, again, the impending collapse of human society, because that's just, you have to do that when you're on Twitter. It's like the law or something. So go over there, follow me. I stream sometimes, but it's very irregular, so probably not. I think that's about it then. I think we're good. So Jay, do you want to tell us where we're staying for the night? Because I still have no idea. Did you forget about this bit? Because I sure as shit did.
Shit. Well, I have several friends, but I also happen to know of an abandoned bunker that's probably not haunted.
Okay, so probably not haunted gives me pause somewhat. Like, how, on a scale of 1 to haunted, where on a scale of, like, you know, not haunted at all, to, like, the closed-down flax mill that's definitely killed, that where some kids definitely died in the Victorian era, where are we, sort of, like, on the haunted scale?
I would say The Shining.
That's I would describe that as intensely haunted.
Yes.
So, okay, who owns this fucking bunker?
I don't know, but I am under the impression, and I have on good info, that they are, in fact, have been dead for, like, 20...
Oh, okay, so we just know ghosts now.
Yes.
Cool. Very
well,
good.
Well, it's more
cool.
Like, I've heard local legends that he's been dead for 20 years, and he died in a terrible accident in his sleep. His only surviving child disappeared, and... then, you know, he died a few days later.
He died in a terrible accident fighting the Pillar Men.
Yeah, it was a cross fell on his head, and his name was Caesar Zappelli.
Oh no, that was a motherfucking JoJo reference. That's it. We can't do another episode where we just fill it with
Caesar!
Okay, so we're going to pull into this intensely haunted bunker then. I'm going to go grab my, like, garlic and salt water and anything that fights off ghosts. My proton pack and the
JoJo's references.
My fleshlight, because ghosts hate that shit. Yep. My name's been Owen Piper.
I don't remember how much I charged last time. It's probably not as much.
It was about 300 quid.
300 US pounds.
300 US pounds. You're not even going to say, I won't tell you my name. I'm going to say, I had 300 US pounds.
My name is 300 US pounds.
Oh, that's your stand, bro.
Yeah, that's my stand, 300 US pounds.
You've been listening to the children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.
Drink up the wine, that's fine.
Well, hey there, nerd. Do you run games of Dungeons & Dragons, play the Good Sweet game, or want to but have no idea where to start? Well, come on over and listen to Crit Chat, a D&D advice podcast with a rotating cast of experienced DMs just waiting to give you all the best tips and tricks to make your games of Dungeons & Dragons the very best they can be. From how to run a campaign for first-time players to which monster in the manual is the most dateable, we've got it all. Find us by searching Crit Chat on your favorite podcast app or under podcasts on iTunes. Warning, Quick Chat is obligated to talk about goblins at least once per episode. Anyone listening to this podcast may experience feelings of desire towards them and many other fantasy creatures, including but not limited to centaurs, satyrs, the inevitable, flumps, various golems, thrycreen, animated armor, shield guardians, cadaver collectors, any and all demons, and, if you're kinky, the rug of smothering.